God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. My name is James Newcomb. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. And we continue with our readings through the books of Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs, according to the lectionary of the Greek Orthodox Church. We will begin with the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 11 through 17. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, will you question me about my children, or command me concerning the work of my hands? I made the earth and created man upon it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host. I have aroused him in righteousness, and I will make straight all his ways. He shall build my city and set my exiles free, not for price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, God is with you only, and there is no other, no God besides him. Truly thou art a God, who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idols go in confusion together. But Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. We turn now to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 18. And this, of course, is the story of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac, only to be saved at the very last moment from doing so. Here we go. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them, together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Then Abraham put forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven, and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies, and by your descendants shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." Now we go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 17, through chapter 18, verse 5. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man without sense gives a pledge, and becomes surety in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who makes his door high seeks destruction. A man of crooked mind does not prosper, and one with a perverse tongue falls into calamity. A stupid son is a grief to a father, and the father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a downcast spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man accepts a bribe from the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. A man of understanding sets his face toward wisdom, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. To impose a fine on a righteous man is not good. To flog noblemen is wrong. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. He who is estranged seeks pretext to break out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a gushing stream. It is not good to be partial to a wicked man, or to deprive a righteous man of justice. One particular passage from Genesis really caught my attention, and that it was when the Lord said to Abraham, "I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son from me." And that is how we show our love for God. It's sacrifice. God showed his love to us through sacrifice. And that's how we show our love to God. It's through sacrifice. Be it through time, money, resources, whatever the case may be. We can't just say that we love God without backing it up with action. And the action is sacrifice, giving up that which is near and dear to us, even if it's given to us by God. That is love defined through actions, sacrifice. I came across a very, very good quote on social media the other day. And this it's not attributed to anyone, at least on the graphic that I found on Facebook, but it's a good quote, and I want to share it with you in hopes that it will bless you, and it will be a source of comfort, inspiration throughout your day. And here it is. "Do not despair if you keep falling into your old sins. Many of them are strong because they have received the force of habit. Only with the passage of time and with fervor will they be conquered. Do not let anything deprive you of hope. Again, I don't know who said that. It didn't say who said that, but it's such a powerful quote that I wanted to share it with you. This day, Friday, April 19th, 2024, it is good to have you with us. I'm glad that you have pressed play on today's episode of Good Morning and Praise the Lord. There is a lot to come from this channel, GMPTL. The theme scripture is from 2 John, verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. We speak and we live grace, mercy, and peace through truth and love by the power of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Much more to come. There is a podcast called Overtly Orthodox that is just getting started. We have this one, Good Morning and Praise the Lord. There's one that has the theme of business and living a righteous life in the world of business, prospering using the principles of righteousness and biblical principles. Much more to come. Stay tuned. GMPTL.org. And we conclude our session this morning, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you again for joining us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.